This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, and we're going to be talking about Bayview Shade and Blind for the entire hour today. But before we get to them, just to let you know that the Home and Remodeling Show with Nary Milwaukee, they are still working on getting everything set for that, October 16th through the 18th. Nothing has been set in stone yet. I'm on that board, and I can tell you that those guys are working really hard to try to bring that event to State Fair. Not quite sure if it's going to happen, but I think we're probably 60-40 that it will happen. Again, October 16th through the 18th. Next week, next 10 days, obviously, there are a lot of things that have to happen for us to be able to do that. But they're working hard on it. The Nary office, Diane and her team, and Michelle and Allison, really working hard to try to bring that show to State Fair and try to get back to some sort of normalcy. And I can tell you behind the scenes that they're doing everything that they can to be able to have that show at State Fair again October 16th, 17th, and 18th. Let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. I'm a big fan of Bayview Shade and Blind. I know these guys. In fact, I go to church with them. And I'm a big fan of their family and this company. And it's taken me a while to convince them to come on the air and let me promote and highlight what they do. So we've got a busy show today. The first guest, Daniel, is going to join us here in a minute at 8:15. Tony Hess, Radar, from the Mixed Morning Show, who is an endorser of Bayview Shade and Blind, will join us at 8:30. Denise, who is a customer, has been a customer and a big fan as well of Bayview Shade and Blind. And we'll end the show with Brian, who is part of the family. And this is a family-owned company, third-generation family-owned company. And our first guest today is Daniel Plahowski. Daniel, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hey, it's so good. Thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. And I know Saturday morning, Daniel, that you're really busy. You guys are busy right now, which is really good, I think. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, growing up third generation with Bayview Shade and Blind. Did you know early on that this might be a company that you were going to be spending a lot of time with and working with?
Hey, no, I grew up working in the company as a summer job. Dad was always talking to me, hey, get in. We need help getting this done, that done, and see where you fit. So I grew up working in the company. I actually started within our company as doing a lot of the repairs and fixing up products, even from other companies that have broken down or are just needing some maintenance. So that's how I started. And you know, early on in the company, as I was working, my dad always said, hey, you should work here more. Come in. We need help. We're growing. And in that case, and I always thought, oh, you know, I don't want to do what my dad did. I don't want to step into the business. And it was slowly but surely, as I think the Lord directed and kind of steered me in a direction where you know, seeing the benefits of the company and the growth that was there, and just the need to step into and offer products and services that are phenomenal to our customers. It was, as I worked more and more, naturally a direction I wanted to go. So as growing up in the company, one thing kind of led into another, and fast forward all 2 years later, here we are, busier than we can keep up in some respect, and we're so grateful to the Lord's provision and just his guidance and giving us opportunity to service the community and offer our talents to give them phenomenal products and phenomenal experience.
100%, you know, and the experience, Daniel, for me, and I know firsthand because Terry and I, my wife and I, are customers of Bayview Shade and Blind. And, you know, Daniel, you don't know what you don't know, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, we had some shades up that if my wife was here, she'd be rolling her eyes looking at me like, man. And I put a nail up, and the only way I could open them would be to hang it up there to be able to open up halfway. And, you know, that's just kind of how it was. I didn't know any different. And then, you know, you and Tim and Brian came in to our lives. And mm-hmm. I'm telling you that the difference is night and day. And you, Daniel, you're the design consultant and director of sales. And when you came in, you know, I had some ideas and you kind of looked at me and you said, okay, hold on. Let me talk with Terry a little bit. And you sat at her kitchen table and said, look, here's what I would recommend. And my wife said, that's exactly what I want. Mm-hmm. And then you came into my office and it's real sports related. And you said, look, I've got a really good idea for you. And I'm telling you that I'm so proud to have people come in and look at our shades and look in this office because it fits perfect. And there's no chance we could have done that on our own. And what's interesting to me is I get a chance to do the radio commercials on our sports station as an endorser of Bayview Shade and Blind. And when I'm hearing some of these nightmare stories, Daniel, of people that just order them online, and mm-hmm. they get them and they're wrong, the size is wrong or the color is wrong, to be able to then get a hold of somebody to send them back to try to get the right ones, it has become like people will come up to me all over the place, Daniel, because they know that I'm the guy that's doing a lot of the voice work for you. And they'll say, hey, I got to tell you my story. Let me tell you my nightmare story. And yeah. to be able to call you and to be able to call Baby Shane Blind and have you come out is such, it just is a relief to be able to have professionals take care of this.
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, I was actually just at a customer's home last night, and she was a previous customer of ours that I worked with earlier in the year, and she had us back out to do some additional products in her home. And she was going over and over and over again telling me how much transformation has taken place in her kitchen and her dining area with the products that we recommended and of course installed. And just to see her almost glowing in some respect, she mentioned many times that one time was a space I didn't even enjoy going in because it had drab products, the lighting was terrible, it wasn't warm, it wasn't inviting. And literally we came in and transformed the atmosphere of the space. And with something as simple as new window treatments, it almost transformed her kitchen and her dining area to a point where now it's one of her favorite rooms. She loves spending time in there. And time and time and time again, I have the privilege of going to customers' homes that are previous customers that we've worked with or even that my dad worked with in the past. And they said, I can't believe what a difference these products make. And over and over again, more recently, we're hearing of customers that have gone the attractive price route and tried to find the budget product. And in reality, they get it and are nothing but disappointed to the quality, the craftsmanship, the actual function of the products. They just don't fit because it's easy to put something in writing that sounds real good with an online description. But when you put that product to the test, we can contribute, or rather, we can attest to the fact that they don't stand up to what they're marketed to be. So it makes a huge difference when we come in with quality products and can stand behind what we do with a local support, local service, and of course, just provide products that are absolutely phenomenal.
As throughout the hour, I would recommend go to their website. It's Bayview Shade and Blind. .com. It's one word. It's BayviewShadeAndBlind.com. And trust me, when you go to the website, you know, to be able to look on the first page and see what their mission is and what their values and their vision and their purpose and their promise, you know, take some time and read that because it's not just words. You know, look, 90 years of satisfied customers in this area. It's a, you know, 3-year guarantee, and they mean we'll make sure if there's a problem, it'll be our problem. not yours. And I just love that because, again, the amount of people, there is a woman in our neighborhood that I did this commercial about that's airing right now. You know, I got invited over for a cookout because you guys came out and fixed her stuff. And, you guys do all the work and I get fed and people are making fun of me. But, hey, it worked out really, really well for me for sure. Hey, as the design guy and the sales guy, how long did it take you? Because that's a gift. Daniel, I don't know if you know that, but I can't see things until they're there. So if I'm going to paint a wall and we're going to paint it a different color, I don't have the capability to be able to see what it's going to look like. But you walk into a space and you're able to get a feel right away for, you know, what's going to work and what's not going to work. Did that take a while for you?
Yeah. So within our company, we have an extensive training process. So when we have a new design consultants come in, gallery consultants, we go through an extensive training process. Normally, that will last about a year with direct hands-on training and understanding of colors, coordination, products, different designs of homes. And I had the privilege of actually taking the experience that my dad had of 40-plus years in this business and actually having him mentor, kind of help the shape that putting of details together in my mind. And I had the privilege of working with him for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years directly. And that was really what helped develop some of those talents that I would have had at that point. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And now, of course, working directly as the manager of sales and manager of galleries and other components of our company, I'm able to take and give that knowledge and experience with other consultants that come into our company, and very grateful for that. So generally, about a year for myself was about a year to a year and a half, 2 years that I worked with directly with my dad.
Hey, Daniel, do you have two quick questions before we cut you loose and let you go back to work? Are you able to go to a new friend, somebody that you met at church, you're going to go to their house for dinner or for lunch? Can you walk into to somebody's house and not immediately look at their shades and their drapes and all of that? Are you able to just kind of let that go, or are you looking all the time?
Oh, it's more than that. I drive down the road. I look at houses. I see what they have on their windows.
That's awesome.
And I'm always piecing those together in my mind, because as a design consultant, I understand that beauty and what we do is in the detail. And overall, when I go into new homes, friends' homes, whatever would be the case, and they have beautiful homes or they have remodeled the kitchen and they don't have any window treatment on their window, it almost feels to a point of an unfinished space. And I'm always thinking, oh, if they only knew that they could so easily go from this room being good to great with the detail of the right window treatment. It's something that I'm passionate about. I know the transformation. So I'm always looking, trying to have an eye and saying, hey, let us help you in this area and transform your space to something that may be good to great, or in a case of even better, phenomenal. So
yeah,
in that case, yeah, always looking. It's kind of one of those things that has good points, and I'm always looking at those different details for sure.
That's awesome. BayviewShadeAndBlind.com is their website. What I love about their website is there's obviously you can call them. They have two locations, one in Milwaukee, 6701 West Forest Home, one in Menominee Falls off the Falls Parkway. Phone numbers, everything you need on the website is right there, hours. But then you can request service, you can contact them, and there's just a quick questionnaire on what you need, and they will reach out to you and help. There's reviews. There's just depending on how you're feeling right now about face-to-face meetings, about going to their showroom or having them come in, I know firsthand that social distancing and being very cautious, not only for their employees, but for their customers with COVID-19, they have taken that all into consideration, and they will work with you and meet you where you're at. If you want them to the home, they certainly will do that. If you want to do something online, they can work with you that way as well. Sharing a little sunshine since 1926. Man, Daniel, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And I would recommend that if you're going to do blinds, you know, before the holidays, this would be a great time. You want to get something in for the fall. Go to BayviewShadeAndBlind.com, invite Daniel out, have a phone call with Daniel, let him know what you're looking for, and he will certainly help you. Again, third-generation family-owned company, BayviewShadeAndBlind.com. Daniel, thank you very much. Get to work, young man.
Hey, my pleasure, Mike. Will do. Have a great day.
You got it. Thank you. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Radar from the Mix Morning Show is going to join us, and I don't know a bigger fan than Bayview Shade and Blind, than Radar and his wife, Jess. They love what they have done to their home. And we'll get to him on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking Bayview Shade and Blind today. And let me tell you the story. They were coming in as a client, and we're going to utilize the sports station and 99.1 WMYX. And I went to Radar from the morning show with Elizabeth and Radar, and I said, hey, I'm going to be bringing in Bayview Shade and Blind, and I'd like to talk to you about, you know, possibly endorsing them. And Radar and I normally are talking sports. We're talking West Dallas sports, stuff like that. And here we are sitting in the conference room talking about shades and blinds, and we just started laughing. And he said, I need to get my wife involved in this. I need to get Jess. And I said, good, because I need to get Terry involved. We are now joined by Radar for the morning show. Radar, how you doing, pal?
Mike, I'm doing great, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my wife. Can I just say that? Because she's the glue that holds my life together.
Hey, and we've had this conversation because we both outkicked our coverage by about 2 miles on this.
Right.
Hey, before we get into Baby Shade and Blind, how's your son feeling? Everything's okay?
Oh, yeah. He tested positive for COVID about a month ago. He's been back to work. Everything has been good with him. But, yeah, no, thanks for asking. He was living in Whitewater, so we had no contact with him. So it's like, okay, we're going to FaceTime a lot, and now he's been, symptom-free for quite a while. So he's back to normal.
That's awesome. Hey, Radar, let's go.
Sleeping in until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, that's normal.
Oh, boy. Man, I wish I've never been able to do that, and I really can't now. In fact, get to the office way too early, and I'm not supposed to even be there, so nobody knows, Radar, so let's be quiet about that. Hey, so when we started this journey at the same time, and we both kind of thought we knew a little bit about this, and then Daniel and Brian and Tim and this team from Bayview Shade and Blind came into our house, and I remember you coming into the office the next day and coming over to my desk and going, hey, man, these guys know exactly what they're doing. Jess is like in heaven. And the transformation to what's happened like in your living room and the space that they worked in has been unbelievable.
You know, and I live in West Dallas, as you had mentioned. We're always talking West Dallas sports. I've got a cozy home. So I'm thinking, what kind of blinds can you put in here that are going to make this room pop? I mean, it's a good-sized living room, but, you know, it's nothing huge. And I've got a big picture window. I mean, I've had blinds that hang there, and they're kind of like, you know, those vertical blinds that turn, and then the dog's always knocking into them and stuff. And I'm like, what can I put in this front window? Well, Daniel comes in with these two suitcases of samples. And that was the other thing I was thinking of, Mike, was when we set up the free in-home consultation, I was like, maybe we should have went to their showroom. But he's like, no. I'll bring it to your house. No problem. Man, he brought like most of the showroom with him.
I know.
It's incredible, the designs and the different combinations that they can put together. And so I sit down, and I'm kind of like right in front of one of the samples, and I'm going, well, I think this looks good. Well, and then my wife, Jess, just kind of butts over and says, no, let's do this, let's do that. I pretty much stood in the corner then and just let them figure out what would look good in our room. She picked it out along with help from Daniel because he knows his stuff. He knows what kind of patterns, what kind of colors go with our furniture, our carpet, the walls, the ceiling, everything, how it's going to fit. And I'll tell you what, we've got these great blinds. They're the remote control blinds, too, that are awesome. The Allure shadings are great. I mean, I don't have to get up off the couch at all to move the blinds either up or down. They're out of the way so the dog doesn't butt into them. And the other cool thing about these that I got was there's an app on your phone so that if you're away, you can go, oh, I want some light in for those plants that need some light or some sunlight. And so I can just go on my app and say open halfway, boom, okay, they're open, up halfway, and I don't even have to be home to control them.
Man, hey, what have we become, right? I love that. So you can be sitting on the couch, or you can be at work, or you can be at a ball game, and say, you know, the dog probably needs to be able to look outside a little bit. Let me do that. Hey, so similar to the experience that you had where all of a sudden you got pushed off to the side, I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I'm telling you, I kind of thought I knew a little bit. I didn't. So then Daniel works with Terry for our living room and our bedroom, and then he kind of looks at me and says, all right, you're up. Come on, I got something for you. And in this office, and you'll love this, Radar, in my office at home, I only have pictures, and it's all sports themed, of guys that I would pay to watch play one more time.
Yeah.
Just one more time.
Nice.
So the Michael Jordan and Reggie White and Paul Molitor and those, and my son Matthew, of course, those guys. And so he walks in and says, look, this is now you and me. So let me tell you what I'm thinking, because this is kind of your man cave. I said, it is. And he goes, here's where it's going to be really cool. We're going to do this. And so he took in consideration what my wife would want in our bedroom and the living room. And then he walked me in here and said, okay, here's what I'm thinking. And this is going to be perfect. And I cannot be happier. I'm the biggest fan. If it's not me, it's you. The biggest fan of Bayview Shade and Blind and the work that they do.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the other thing, too. And we actually have them coming back out to take care of our kitchen, because they did such a great job in the living room. When they did come out to install the blinds, I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I'll keep the dog outside. Maybe we should, you know, make sure the kids are either in school at the time, or if they're not, let's let them go out. You know, my two daughters are home. Let's let them go out with their boyfriends or something to get them out of the house. We didn't even need to do that, because they were in and out of our house so fast. At one point, I remember walking in to the installers, and this had to be about 20 minutes that they were there. And I said, you guys need anything? You know, maybe a Coke or something, a water. And they're like, oh, we're almost done. And I went, no. You're almost done putting just the top part up, you know, not the controls. He's like, oh, no, watch. The blinds are going up and down already. And I said, you're here like 25 minutes. I can't believe you're done so fast. And, you know, the installers were like, well, we've got three more jobs today. The way everything is measured by Daniel when he does come in for that free and home consultation, I mean, everything is precise. Everything is just done perfect. I'm looking at the blinds and stuff, and I'm looking at how they put the header up, and I'm going, I can't get anything halfway level. And you guys, this is like perfect. You know, you
100%.
Look at it, it's really good in the living room. And they're in and out, no mess or what at all. I mean, they clean up any little bit of drywall that, you know, crumbles off, and they're putting the anchors in. Everything is clean. And as soon as they leave, and like I said, Mike, you can lay on the couch and just start opening and closing your blinds all you want.
That's, hey, I do have one complaint about them. Complaint is, and again, I go to church with them, so I know them on a personal side. They said, hey, who put these old ones in? And I said, I did. And they burst out laughing. And I go, what's so funny? They said, nothing. And I go, no, what's so funny? They go, wow, these are really put in poorly. And my wife burst out laughing and said, aren't you the guy that does the home improvement show? And I said, boys, look at what you've caused now. And so that was a joke in our house for about 2 months. Like, hey, really? You put these in? And I go, yeah, they're like, these are like backwards, and this, no wonder these don't work. So that's my only complaint. Now, they wouldn't do that to you because they don't know you personally like they do me, but it was so funny. And like you, they were in and out in, well, because we talked for a little while about some things going on at church and stuff, but they were in and out in about 40 minutes, and because they had more jobs to do, and it doesn't surprise me that they're still busy. In fact, they just hired somebody, may have hired two more people, because they are busy right now. And I would recommend, and I know you would too, Radar, that if you're looking to get any information on shades, blinds, anything like that, now would be the time to do it if you want to get it done before the fall. BayviewShadeAndBlind.com, BayviewShadeAndBlind.com, and either go online and you can fill out information, a contact information on what you're looking for, or they'll come out to the house. And again, they are social distance. They're everything that they need to do to stay safe for not only themselves, but for their customers, they do, correct?
Absolutely. And Mike, like I said, they're coming back out. I have Daniel coming out in September. I believe it's like September 1st or 2nd. I have to ask my wife about that because I don't know what date she wanted. No, but as soon as they set it up. Now, I talked with Michael to set up the initial consultation, and then also talked to Daniel just last week because he's such a good guy. And they both said, you know, we're going to do that social distance thing. We take precautions when we go into people's homes. We're going to ask you about, you know, your health and stuff, because we want to make sure that if they come into your home, they're going to go to somebody else's home. They want to make sure that, you don't have, you know, any issues or, you know, any sickness. And then they don't want to, like, track it to other homes. So, yeah, they take their precautions, not only with our pandemic, our situation right now, but as they're working on your walls and whatnot. I mean, they're going to really take care of you. It's not like they're going to come in and you're going to go, holy cow, what just happened here? I got all this cleanup to do, and there's
none of it.
20 holes in the wall. They make sure it's one of those measure twice, cut once type of things, and it looks perfect.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the last thing, Radar, the cool thing for me, and I don't know why this is always a big deal to me, but the fact that it's third generation family owned, and they've been right here, two locations now, Menominee Falls and one on 67th and Forest Home. You know, these guys, there isn't anything they haven't seen or been able to help with. And they take such pride in knowing that they are a locally family-owned company and they're going to take good care of you. We do these commercials. We've met neighbors. We've met people we work with that try to go online and maybe save $20 and have them shipped. And then they have to put them up themselves. And some of the radio commercials for some of those companies say, look, you don't even need a tool. We'll walk you through it. Well, trust me, that's just not the way it works. And you go online, save, you know, maybe $10-15, and then you get the stuff and it's horrible. Or somebody takes it off your front porch and now you're trying to figure out how to get your money back. And doing it the way that we've done it, Radar, it makes us look really smart, pal.
Absolutely, and we don't look very smart that often. But
no, we don't.
You're going to sit there on the phone with whatever blinds you order and wait because, you know what, you have a troubleshooting a certain situation. You're going to sit there and wait and wait and wait, and it's probably never going to get solved. This way, they come right to your house for the in-home consultation. You know what you're getting. You know what's going to be up in your living room, your kitchen, or, Mike, like your man cave. And then when they do come out, I mean, like I said, the installers were in my house 25 minutes. They even showed, maybe took an extra 5 minutes then to show me how to use the app. Boom, they're done. They're on their way. You're on your way to enjoying the blinds. And that's how they stay in business for, what is it, Mike, 95 years or so?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They have great customer service.
Third generation. And look, we're talking a lot of residential today. They do a lot of commercial as well. Understand that if you own a company and you're looking to have somebody come in, they do that. And at BayviewShadeAndBlind.com, if you go to products, it's residential, interior, exterior, commercial, and their elite series. Hey, Radar, thank you so much for a couple of minutes of your time. I miss seeing you every day.
I wish I could say the same.
Excellent. He is Radar. That's the reason I love him so. Have a good day. Have a great weekend.
Mike, you too, bud.
You got it. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to talk with Denise. She's another really big ambassador for Bayview Shade and Blind and loves the work that they do. And we'll talk to her on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Well, welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. We were talking Bayview Shade and Blind today, and I've gotten a number of text messages, one from my buddy Mike Bush, who said, do not forget to mention patio doors. They came out and did ours, and they did a great job. And Mike, thank you so much for that, and I really appreciate it. I love the fact that, you know, you're utilizing some of the people that help us do shows like this. And Bayview Shade and Blind, who is a Nary member, and they do great work. We're now joined by Denise Niebuhr. And Denise and I don't know each other. And I asked Michael over at Bayview Shade and Blind, hey, can we have one of your clients who would be a good ambassador for your company come on? And he said, you know what? We can. Denise would be wonderful, and we've done some work with her. Denise, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for a couple minutes of your time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, can we talk about the experience that you had in the process of working with Bayview Shade and Blind and what you had done with them?
Yes. We have 9 windows treatments replaced and a bay window replaced.
Wow. So you guys did a lot. Did you guys, hey, Denise, was that one? Did you decide to do everything at once or did you do it piecemeal?
No, we decided to look at our options of what we could do for our window coverings, and the Bayview Shade and Blind Company was highly recommended for years past. I knew of them and their reputation, so I went there and talked to them, and they sent out somebody to our house, and then we talked. There was no pressure about what was going on, but we talked about what could happen in our home and how it would look and how it would wear over time.
Denise, and I know because, we've utilized them as well, and the difference in my home is for, and I almost take it for granted now, but it's breathtaking. Like, it is. It's breathtaking where people that walk past, we live across the street from a park, and people walk past a lot. And they will say things like, wow, you got new shades. Well, boy, that's your house looks different. And that's what it is. And I'm wondering, with all the work that you guys had, the difference must be unbelievable.
Oh, yes. It really is. It's better than I expected it to be. So after they put in our blinds, I looked at them and go, wow, you can't even see out. Before, right. You could see out in the window, and now you can't even see out. And they did a very good job recommending the kind that would work for us and the price. The prices are very reasonable for us.
Yeah,
so that's why we were able to do a whole house.
Do you know, Denise, that's the part I get asked the most. And I wonder if you're talking to friends and somebody asks you about it or somebody's at your house, I get asked that a lot where they say, boy, you know, isn't it more expensive to go through a company like Bayview Shade and Blind rather than going online? And we hear these commercials and see these commercials where all I have to do is measure and then they'll send it. And I say, look, it may be $20 less, but remember, you get what you pay for. This way, you get this third-generation, family-owned, local company that will come out, like you said, no pressure, talk you through what their thoughts is, what are your thoughts, and see if you can do some work together. And then they come out and they put them up, they install them, and they're there in case there's any issues. Where if you go the other direction, it's really difficult if there's any kind of problem.
Yes, we can't put our own things up in our house, so it was really nice to have experts come out to our house, and they did it less than an hour. If we would have done it, would have taken us days and frustrations and trips to the hardware store, and they even put it up differently than we would have. So it was really, really expert people coming out. And they came out, and it felt like, you know, my cousin's putting them up.
Right.
Well, friendly.
Yeah, they are. And Denise, and I've said this, and I know these young men because we go to church. A lot of us go to church together. You know that Brian, who's going to join us next, has moved, and he's going to a different church. But these are young guys that are very active and very kind, and they know their business. And it's interesting because I'll see them on a Sunday, and at our church, Denise, I am the valet driver. Well, they'll never let me park their car because they don't trust me enough because they think I'm going to take it for a ride, I think. But I'll try to talk to them a little bit about business, and they go, hey, Mike, it's Sunday. You know, let's get into church. You know what? We'll talk Monday. Let's focus on what we're doing here. So I'm the elder statesman to these young guys, and they're the ones that are saying, hold on, let's talk about work tomorrow. What are we doing here today? And let's make sure that, you know, we're listening and we're doing what we should do here at church. So the part of these, they're like your cousin or like your son or like your brother. They come in and they really take over as far as their knowledge and how smart they are in this space. Denise, when did you have an idea on what you wanted? And that's the first question. And two, did you go to their showroom and then they came to your house, or did they just come to your house?
No, we went to the showroom to find out our options, and they said, you can come to our house, and that was really nice because we could actually see the product in our home,
yeah,
and yep, with our light and things like that. But what one thing nice about during the pandemic, they actually called ahead, and they made sure that we were following guidelines, CDC guidelines, and they were following CDC guidelines. So that was that helped us feel more like family, because then we knew we would be safe and we would be healthy. No other company that we have dealt with through this pandemic has ever done that before. So yeah. We felt very valued in that way.
You know, it's interesting because I talk to these guys a lot, and I talk to Nate Amack, who works with them, and they obviously took this very seriously, and they had a number of meetings as a company saying, okay, what is the best way for us to do this? And it came out, they said, look, we want to make sure we keep our employees safe, and we want to make sure we keep our clients safe. And it's really, I think it doesn't surprise me, Denise, that they called you and said, hey, look, just so you know, we want to make sure that you guys are safe and we're safe, but we'd love to be able to come out and do this. When I had Daniel on that first segment, Denise, and I said to him, hey, can you go to a friend's house for lunch or a cup of coffee or dinner and not right away look at their window coverings? And he said, absolutely not. This is what I do. He said, I drive down the street and I look at people's window coverings. And he's like, I don't know if this is a blessing or a curse, but this is what I do. And he is so good. I stepped back, Denise, and let him and my wife kind of take over. And when they came in and they installed it so quickly and so professionally, it makes me look good, Denise. Like, you know, then I tell people, oh, yeah, I had a lot to do with that. Between you and I had nothing to do with it. Hey, would you recommend Bayview Shade and Blind to family and friends, correct?
Oh, yes, yes. Very, very much so.
Two locations, Menominee Falls and on Forest Home, 67th and Forest Home, and on Falls Parkway in Menominee Falls. You can go to BayviewShadeAndBlind.com. It's one word, BayviewShadeAndBlind.com, and take a look at everything that they offer. And you know what? Do what I did. Do what Denise did. And she had heard about Bayview Shade and Blind for years, and the amount of trust that they have with a number of customers here in this area, and decided to go into the showroom and then have them come out to the house, and she could not be happier. Denise, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate that. And to be able to come on the radio and talk about something that we both really believe in is pretty easy, don't you think?
Oh, yes, especially with something that you can endorse.
Yeah, I agree. She is Denise Niebuhr, and she is a big fan of Bayview Shade and Blind. Have a good weekend, Denise.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to be joined by one of the brothers, by Daniel's brother, Brian, and he's the one that ripped me a little bit about who put up these blinds, and maybe we'll yell at him a little bit for doing that, because that kind of hurt my... Nah, that didn't hurt my feelings. I'm just kidding. Looking forward to talking to Brian on the other side of the break. Again, Bayview Shade and Blind, I highly recommend this weekend. Just go to the website and understand that they've been sharing a little sunshine since 1926. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. We're talking Bayview Shade and Blind. And again, their website, one word, BayviewShadeAndBlind.com. And when you go on that website, look at the team. And we're talking to Brian Halski right now. He's the Director of Operations at Bayview Shade and Blind. And he's Daniel's brother. And Tim works there as well. And it really is a family run company. Brian, thanks for a couple of minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I got to tell you, I miss seeing you and your wife and kids on Sundays, but you guys have moved a little bit out of the area, and it's good to know that you have found a really good church that you're happy with. But I do miss seeing you guys on Sunday.
Yeah, I miss seeing you there too. Miss harassing you a little bit at church too.
Yeah, and you do a great job of that. Hey, I have to ask you, in reading your bio, and something jumps out at me with that word, it says Brian loves service. I'm wondering, I'm big on service leadership, and the fact that's important to you, can I ask, before we get into Bayview Shade and Blind, where did that come from? Does that come from your dad and your mom? Does that come from your grandfather? Where does that idea of service leadership come from?
Yeah, you know, I guess you could say it comes from probably instilled from my mother and father on me, but also biblical principles and following the golden rule, doing to others as you'd have them doing to you. Everybody would rather be served than not served. So I like taking care of people and seeing people smile. It makes my heart joyful. So I really like being able to make people's day, whether it be a joke or whether it be just caring for them and showing them love. And in such a dark world that we live in, a little bit of love goes a long way.
100%. You know, I didn't get a chance to talk about the team at Bayview Shade and Blind with Daniel, but I wanted to spend a couple of minutes with you. And when you say in your bio that we have a world-class team at Bayview Shade and Blind, I agree with that. And I've met just about everybody that works there. And there's a certain way that people carry themselves when they work for Bayview Shade and Blind, and that is, you know, right from the top, from you guys, and that's to, you know, make sure that we're taking care of our clients and our customers in 100%. When you talk to Denise, when I talk to Denise and Radar, the first thing they talked about was, look, when these guys come into our home, it's Denise said it was like our cousins were coming in. That's how comfortable I felt from that first meeting with Daniel to when you come out and Tim comes out. It just is a really easy transition, and I think that that's what that whole team at Bayview Shade and Blind tries to do, correct?
That's exactly right, and it's such a pleasure hearing from Denise and Radar working with it. It makes our world go around. It's so exciting to know that we can make such a difference in people's homes, and our team feels that. Our team loves working with people, and this year has been a real challenge with suppliers and different things like that, and there's some stuff that's completely out of our control with the pandemic going on and suppliers getting backlogged or people getting sick and then quarantine. And our team, they handle it with a smile. And it's some really hard things telling our clients are amazing and they've been so good with us and patient and waiting a little bit longer than possibly that they expected. And just being able to handle that with a smile is awesome. And our team loves what they're doing. They love making a difference in people's lives. And it's encouraging to me. And that's why I say we have a world-class team, because they're also the type of person that says, yeah, sure, anything it takes. Whatever it takes, I'll be here to help. And, I'll come in tomorrow on Sunday, or I'll come in on a Saturday, whatever it takes, no problem. You want me to work here late? No problem. In fact, they're probably already there working. I don't even have to ask them. So this year has been just a whirlwind of just different scenarios and different plans, and things seem to shift so fast, and our team is just there. It's like when you watch a good basketball team, it's like, wow, how did they know the next move, or how did they know how to get there? That's what our team is doing, and I just commend our team so much. It's so exciting to see them grow, and our team is growing, which is so awesome, and still finding great people, and we're always looking for great people to join our team, and it's just an honor working with them all. So it's really a lot of fun.
BayviewShadeAndBlind.com. Make sure you go to that website. One of the things that jumped out, and I've been on their website a lot, but when a company's willing to put up their mission statement right up on their website, along with their values and their vision, they're not running from that. That's who they are. And when they talk about, as a customer, our one reason on what we do is the customer's guaranteed long-term total satisfaction. And I think, Brian, that's the reason you guys have customers come back over and over. And then as kids grow and move out and get married and buy their own house, they're calling you and saying, hey, look, my parents worked with your dad, and now we'd like to work with you. And the idea of getting repeat customers over and over again says a lot about Bayview Shade and Blind.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the greatest honors of my life, being able to serve different generations. And, you know, with service and with the type of industry, it's not that something, you know, something could definitely come up, but it's how we handle it. And we're always trying to do our best to try to fix problems that they come up as fast as possible, and being able to come up with the best solution. So it's not that something won't break down. It's just how we handle it that makes a difference. And that's why we're going on 95 years of serving the Milwaukee area, and southeast part of the state, really, and we're growing and we're expanding. And so just super honored to be able to stand behind our products. And our team goes back to our team. I got to point to who goes before me. So it'll be my grandfather and my uncle and my dad and my other uncles. And, you know, just building a name and a legacy and being able to carry that on our shoulders is a huge responsibility. But we do it with, like I said, we do it with honor. And we're so excited to be able to serve the community. And hopefully we can do it for another 100 years, 150 years into the future.
When I talk about their mission and understand the line that jumps out at me the most, and I keep looking at it because I think, you know, here's a family-run local company that's been around for a long time. And then that first sentence about their mission, you know, they talk about the phenomenal experience by putting our customers, family, and faith as our top priority. And they put that right out for you to read. They are not running from that. The last line in the first paragraph is, we live our faith and we will not sacrifice what we believe for material gain. And I, as a customer, I love to see that. I think that sets this company and this family apart from a lot of companies, not only in this area, but throughout the country, that they are not running from that. And Brian, I got to tell you now, and I waited till near the end of this hour to say this to you and to Daniel, to Tim, and to everybody over at Bayview Shade and Blind. Your father would be so proud of how this company has grown and the direction that you guys have taken this company. He would just be so proud of you, young man. He would just smile and say, those are my boys right there.
Well, that would be incredible, and that's what we strive for. And we also want to bring glory to God, and that's why we're working hard to bring God glory and put Him first. Amen. And also then put the customer first. So that's the principles we follow.
There it is. Guys, BayviewShadeandBlind.com. I cannot stress enough that this is a first-class, quality, family-run company right here in our area. Go to BayviewShadeandBlind.com. Brian, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and thank you for allowing me just to celebrate this company and all the great work that you do.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for all your hard work, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet. Guys, again, BayviewShadeandBlind.com. Thanks for listening. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.